listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Busy, busy Monday, folks. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition is live. But of course, when you download this, it won't be live. It's already... it'll already be either Wednesday when this comes out. Eddie Greer should fail not to say the title of this podcast. This is the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State up coming at you on this Monday. A busy recording day for this podcast once again. 28th of November, the final Monday of the month already. 2022, we're getting down to it here. Once this comes out, I believe, kind of want to have this out either Wednesday morning or Tuesday. I'm going to have to move things around with all this recording going on. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because it's been a busy, it's going to be a busy week of K-State content leading right up to Saturday's big game in Arlington, the Big 12 championship game, K-State TCU. But first, we got basketball to cover here real quick. Another player of the week mentioned for this team in the person of Marquise Noel, as I'm sitting here recording this, as we act again, activity going on outside the neighborhood here. As yeah, he better be careful there. He would have landed on the backside there. Marquise Noel was selected today, as I'm sitting here recording this on a Monday, Phillips 66 Big 12 Player of the Week. Of course, got the MVP in the Cayman Islands Classic last week. Of course, Noel earned these honors, of course, after helping K-State really in all three of those games. Rhode Island, the blowout there, then two NCAA-like games. Nevada, you beat them in overtime. You blow a 9-point lead. And then all of a sudden, Nevada ties the game up. And then Marquise Noel just absolutely took over the overtime session there. And then, of course, the third game and final game of the tournament, the championship game there, LSU there. Noel had a bad first half, and all of a sudden he turned up. And that was all she wrote there on that as well. Hopefully by the time this podcast out, there's been a lot of activity going on outside the neighborhood here with these roads and all that other stuff. And funny enough that they keep on doing this around wintertime there instead of fall. I have no idea why. This Manhattan going Manhattan on these roads, I tell you, but they need to be done because as you probably hear a machine going outside the background, folks, as well. Of course, Noel here, before I get too off track here, was part of the first Wildcat duo since 2010 to each collect 25 points in the game. And remember, Keontae Johnson were absolutely outstanding in the Nevada game there. Combined 57 points there on them. And that joined Jigot Pullum and Diddy Comente when they did it against Xavier back in that famous Elite Eight game there, when Pullum had 28 and Comente had 25. That was 53. That's quick math right there on you here in the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition there. Noel, let's see, finished with 29 points there in one of those games. 41 minutes of action played, 11 assists. Became the fifth Wildcat 20-point, 10-assist game in school history since Angel Rodriguez. Almost said Angel. Excuse me. Had Angel Rodriguez, since he did it with 21 points and 10 assists against TCU back in my graduating year, March 2013, against TCU. And oh, by the way, that was 29 points. That 29 points, okay, was against Nevada there. Of course, Noel capped off the tournament with a game-high 18 against LSU. Wildcats, they were down multiple times by double digits in the game. And then he helped the team rally back from 11-point second-half deficit there. 6 of 14 from the field, 2 of 5 from downtown. Perfect from the free throw line. 4 assists, 4 rebounds in 33 minutes of action there. Noel is the second Wildcat to earn weekly honors after Keontae Johnson was named Big 12 Newcomer of the Year. That's too soon. That's too soon, my bad. Newcomer of the Week back in November 14th. He was the first Wildcat to be selected as the Big 12 Player of the Week since Nigel Pack won the accolade for the second time last year. Or I should say earlier this year. Back in February, early February that is as well. Of course, that is the second honor under, well, this is the first honor under head coach Jerome Tang as well. So K-State, of course, will be in action. So I'll probably have this up on Wednesday morning since the K-State men back in action with the Big 12 Big East battle against Butler. Always a tough pain in the ass. And, of course, I mentioned Jacob Polo and Danny Comete after that, after their heroics there against Xavier there. And then you had Butler. So hopefully better day, hopefully better memories this time around for the men's team against Butler in Indianapolis. It's going to be a tough game, but if anybody can put up a fight, it's these guys. We found out a lot about this team, and you heard me say this a lot on the podcast last week. Alex mentioned in the weekly podcast last week as well, episode 132. Check that out wherever you get your podcast. Please do that. So definitely, if anybody can put up a fight, it's these guys, because Jerome Tang, in his coaching staffs, the Dream Dowlings of the world and all that. You know, they put together a roster full of runners, and it is the absolute total opposite of what we've seen in basketball the last 3 or 4 years under Bruce Weber. Guys don't give a shit. You know, I don't care attitude. I want to go ahead and transfer, get the money, whatnot. Nigel Pack wants the money. You know, you can do all that other stuff while K-State continues to put up winning culture here and tries to reinstall that, going back to those days of the Jacob Pullins of the world. Jamal Samuels, Curtis Kelly. We had Curtis Kelly earlier this year on this podcast. That is on the Purple Project podcast feed. Find it. That was one of the more favorable episodes this year. Curtis Kelly, there was a lot of passion in that episode. I'm not going to spoil any more of that. If you want to listen to that or any other special guest like we're going to have this week on the show, please, I encourage you to check those out. Those are must listens. All the best football guests we had on the show over the summer. Really, really good content for you guys. And I'm probably going to do that again. Obviously, we're in season because there's no time for that. But maybe every now and then I'll pop in. Well, for the exception of crossover episodes, but for two of them this fall semester. But other than that, you know, I'm probably going to do that again. It's something a little different from this podcast, you know, for this podcast, for other listeners, you know, that never heard of Curtis Kelly or Reggie Stubblefield, guys like that, or Keaton Valentine. Oh, by the way, we'll have him on the podcast this week, leading the guest in appearances on this podcast, our favorite guest. So definitely you want to make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. If you're not, please add this to your collection of K-State podcasts, part of the K-State Podcast Network. So definitely do that. I enjoy listening to all kinds of K-State podcasts. Besides, well, my own, but obviously there's other people that do it better as well, that have more insight, closer to the team, like the Power Cat Podcast, Remall as well. So definitely check those out. And Bosco Boys as well. There's the Short Side Option Podcast, College and Kimbo Podcast, Aggieville Boys Podcast as well, along with the Pearl Project Podcast as well. So you want to make sure you get on the good content, folks, because we're going to have plenty of it leading up to the Big 12 Championship game as well. I'll have this posted on Wednesday. I'm going to go ahead and make a mental note on that as well. But that is going to do it on this edition of the PBD of this podcast. Marquise Noel, second Big 12 honor of the year, going back to Keontae Johnson, the Newcomer of the Week award back in November 14th. So we'll see what K-State has up their sleeves in the Big 12 Big East battle Wednesday afternoon against Butler. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you next time on the next edition of the PBBBD.